Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Burt Show.
All right, so we have a Burt Show listener on the line that is sufficiently freaked out, and she is panicking at times 10, and she needs us to help us. Dana, what's going on, girl?
Hello. Oh, gosh. Okay, thank you guys so much for taking my car because, yeah. Oh, my gosh, I can barely breathe. Okay, so your texting tutor is one of my favorite segments. You guys are the first ones I thought about when I did this. Okay, my boss's name is Gary. Gary, God, my boyfriend's name is Jerry with a G. Uh-huh. I'm in the bathroom. I just take a shower. I'm looking in the mirror, you know, feeling myself a little bit. I mean, literally. Uh-uh. I mean, no, figuratively.
not literally, but figuratively. You're just looking in the mirror. You're like, oh, I look good.
I look good, yeah. Okay, so I sent a seductive towel pic to who I thought was my boyfriend because I didn't have my glasses on and I accidentally sent it to my boss.
Uh-oh.
I sent my boss a picture of me in a towel, someone off my butt crack and my side boob.
Oh!
Not the side boob!
Oh! Okay.
All right. We got to stay calm. We got to stay calm, cool, and collected.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Has he seen it?
What?
Does it say delivered or red under it?
It says delivered.
Can you unsend it?
What if he doesn't have red receipts on?
Unsend? What?
You can unsend it if it's quick enough.
No, you're not on an Android. You can't.
That's on you, girlfriend. Yeah.
Damn.
Okay.
I apologize. Should I explain what happened? Like, what do I? I could just ignore it, guys. I could pretend I didn't do it.
I've been in a similar situation almost. Not quite, but I accidentally sent a friend's picture to a group text where she was exposed and I didn't realize it. And the way you handle it is I think you got to go head on. So what happened is when I sent it out, luckily I was with their group and I didn't mean to. I didn't see it. I was like, everyone give me your phones right now. And I went through and deleted it. I think you got to call your boss right
call?
Now. Listen to me. You call him and you say, I sent you a message meant for my boyfriend who has a similar name to you. Please do not check any text from me. When we get to the office, I will delete it.
He gonna check that text.
Yeah, well, but then at least you've addressed it and it's not like weird and out there. And it doesn't look like you're coming on to him. I think you got to hit it head on so he knows like...
Stop saying head on. Actually, it was side boob. Yeah, to be specific.
You really got
to
pound the message in that it wasn't meant for him.
Mo, what are you doing?
I think Cassie is right. I think you have to... You just have to be honest. You got to be real on this one. Listen, it was an accident. I am so sorry. That was meant for my boyfriend. I didn't mean it. And that's all you can really do.
There's only one thing she can do in this situation. She's got to quit her job, change her identity, yeah. Dye her hair, change her name, and never speak to anybody again.
Oh, yeah. You could text your boss, surprise, 20% off my new OnlyFans. You might need it. Just saying.
All right. So my head goes to like the future and not just now. And I'm trying to reel myself back into the moment because I know we need to tackle this and we need to figure this out. And do you send something? Do you call? Yeah. Do you text? Do you ignore? I'm also thinking, too, when you go into work today, like, I don't know if I'd be able to look that man in the eyes again.
Yeah, that's going
to
be tough.
Well, what are you doing? You're married to a Bart and your boss is Bert.
I know.
So what happens if you send a little spicy text to Bert?
I'm shocked this has never happened to you.
Right? It hasn't.
Kristen, you don't have to worry about looking at him in his eyes. He's not going to be looking at your eyes.
Oh, man. That would just, Dana, that's put it, like, doing that. Putting myself in your shoes, even though you're not wearing any or anything at all. Yeah, is really putting that in perspective. And listen.
Yeah, you should probably put clothes on. That's the first thing you should do.
Yeah. So this is mortifying. I get that. And
it's totally mortifying.
I know. This is mortifying.
You're not the first person to do it. Probably won't be the last.
I don't know. I wouldn't have the cojones to call him, but I would immediately send a text message and be like, in all caps, please do not look at this message.
But then as she's reading, reading the message,
don't open this.
Yeah, you got to call him. You got to call her boy Gary or Jerry. Which one is it?
So her boss's name is Gary.
Gary's
the boss. Yeah. Jerry's the boyfriend.
Yeah, you got to call Gary.
Got to.
Jerry with a G.
Oh, God, Jerry's going to crack
Okay,
up.
All right.
Gary's having the best morning of his life.
Yeah.
Just, at this point, just text him your turn.
Yeah. Dana, immediately, okay, we're gonna hang up with you. You're going to call your boss, Gary, and tell him what under no circumstances do you look at that text message because that was meant for my boyfriend, okay?
Okay.
Right.
Oh, God.
I'm going to
do it.
Get some clothes on, girl.
Breathe through it.
Yeah, okay, step one.
Thank you.
Dress yourself.
Thank you, team.
The Burt Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, Bercia listener Dana just called us freaking out. Rightfully so. And why was that, Abby?
It's because she sent a naked photo to her boss on accident. It turns out that her boss's name is Gary. Her boyfriend's name is Jerry. So without her glasses on, she thought she was sending this suggested photo to her boyfriend. And it turns out it did not make it to him. It made it to her boss.
All right. So what was our suggestions again, Mo, of what she should do?
I believe that we told her she should just get in front of it by being honest and just calling the boss and letting him know, listen, it was a complete accident. You share a similar name to my boyfriend and I meant to send it to him. And please don't check your text messages, which he will. But at least we got ahead of it.
She don't need to be getting in front of anybody unclothed.
This is also
put your clothes on first.
And I just, it's just going to be so awkward at work today.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Dana, you called us back. What happened?
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. I'm slightly shocked. I'm shocked, guys, because I've just screwed up my courage, and before I could get, I just didn't hit the green call button quickly enough, guys. And in comes, the work text.
Okay, so before you could call your boss Gary back, he obviously saw the text and he texted you back.
He texted me back.
No.
Okay, what did he say?
You're fired.
He didn't say anything. He sent me a picture of him.
Oh! Wait, wait, wait.
wait. What was the picture? What was the picture, Dana? What was the picture?
He's shirtless. Of him in a towel, and that towel is way too low.
Does he look good? Because I'm Cassie.
My man just had that in the tuck ready to go.
So he countered your bathroom selfie with a bathroom selfie of his own.
Yes.
Oh, girl, you got to quit.
Oh, God. Now to be...
I got to move.
At least it's not as awkward now.
If not, things are real peachy keen.
Okay.
What if we went at it from a funny angle? I mean, this is just going to be awkward no matter what. But if you're like, cool, now we both sent these pics, mutually assured destruction. If anyone ever speaks of this again, we'll release them.
No, because...
Just be like, shut up, let it go.
No, because her boss now thinks this is a spicy romantic reaction.
You definitely got to let him know that that wasn't meant for you.
Ooh! What if we played dumb? What if we played dumb and continued texting as if she thinks she's texting her boyfriend? And then she can have the realization, oh my gosh, I didn't know. Why, like down the line.
We don't got to play this up anymore. Why can't we just send the text now and be like, sorry.
Yeah,
well, because he sent a picture of his body. She knows that's not her boyfriend. Oh, like yeah, she knows her boyfriend's body. He sent a photo. I'm for one of the first times ever, Dana, like I am at a loss because we do like you. And like you said, now he's going to be embarrassed because he thought your initial text was sincere.
Exactly.
And then he responds. So now, not only have you, like, not only are you, like, crazy embarrassed that you accidentally sent this text to him, but now you have to shut him down and be like, no. I have no interest in you whatsoever. That picture was meant for my boyfriend. So...
At least she has someone to share her embarrassment with her. He's just as embarrassed at this point.
Well, he's clothed. She showed her side boob and her butt crack.
He had the chest out and a little bit of down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The upper of the neither?
Yes.
The upper of the lower?
I'm almost afraid to ask this question, Dana. Please, please, please tell me that your boss is a single man.
Oh, no.
He is not. No. He's married.
Oh, my God.
Supposedly happily married. He's a married man.
Okay, here's what you do.
Oh, dear baby Jesus.
I want a 20% raise or I send this to your wife.
No.
Let's make it work for us. Come on, let's spin this puppy to our advantage.
No, because this could turn into an HR complaint because he could take it to HR and be like, she sent this to me first, unsolicited. This could be bad.
He sent it back.
Yeah.
I don't have that. I don't have those cojones. I cannot do that.
Okay. All right. Here's what we got to do. And this is going to be a rough couple of days at work because it's going to be hella awkward, but it is what it is. You need to go ahead and reply back to his text and in all caps be like, OMG, I am so sorry. I thought I was sending that picture to my boyfriend. His name is Jerry and your name is Gary. It was an honest mistake. I am so sorry.
Nice pecs though.
No, we are not complimenting anything and not compliment the men's nipples.
My bad.
No, you don't think I should compliment, so just to try to ease this.
No.
Nope. Do not compliment that man's nipples.
Because he already thinks, he doesn't think the door is cracked. He doesn't think like the door is, like, you knocked down the door by sending that photo. Granted, it was an accident.
He busted in like the Kool-Aid man. Oh, yeah.
Yes. He literally, but that's exactly what happened.
He thinks the door and the legs are wide open.
Oh, my God.
And maybe
things.
The butt crack.
Oh,
my man Gary thought he won the lottery this morning.
The butt crack at the crack of dawn, baby.
He did. Yeah. So what you have to do, Dana, is you have to respond and like lay it out. No. Let me use a different term. You have to respond.
Do not lay anything out,
Don't
Dana.
We're not laying anything. You have to respond and correct your mistake and just be so embarrassed, be so apologetic.
At the same time,
I'm kind of like, I'm peeved that he responded the way he did, but she did respond with that photo. So what was he supposed to think? So I'm not trying to go down that route.
He understood the assignment.
Yeah, he understood it too well. But we all agree. Now she just needs to text and squash it and be like, oh my God, this was just a huge, huge, huge mistake.
Absolutely.
Unless you don't want to.
Cassie, Cassandra.
What are you on today?
I got a lot of sleep last night.
All right, Dana, send the text and keep us updated, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for the support this morning, you guys.
It's going to be all right.
Is it?
The Burt Show.
I'm going to be thinking about her for the rest of the day. wondering how it's going to go with Dana and her boss when she gets to work.
Right.
Yeah, her boss is going to be thinking about her the rest of the day.
That was a story.
Listen, if you just missed what just happened with Dana accidentally texting her boss instead of her boyfriend, we have a podcast and you can catch up if you go to any of your... Anywhere you go to download your podcast and you want to download the Burt Show podcast, but let's just say Burt Show listener Dana, she found herself in a little bit of a pickle and then her boss wanted to offer up his pickle and now it's a whole...
Hey,
it's an even bigger pickle. We got so many pickles.
Pickles everywhere.
All right, so I want to ask you guys about the winks you get from those that you have lost. I don't know if I saw this somewhere and filed it away. I don't know if I made this up, but I like the sentiment. So we've talked about glimmers on the show before where you look for like the little positives and not even the little positives, but little things that just like put a smile on your face, like seeing a rainbow or, you know, your kid do something cute, like these little glimmers. Whereas what I'm asking for is winks. So it's like your loved one from beyond giving you a little wink, like saying like, hey, I'm here. I'm still with you in some capacity and I see what you're doing. And I just want to give you a little wink of support. So that's what I'm looking for, like little tiny winks from loved ones you have lost. 1-855-BIRCHO, 855-237-8746. Because it's happened not once, but twice here recently with my dad.
Oh, wow.
So Pops passed away in 2018. I don't know why it's easier for me to remember the year than how long it's been, because it seems like it was yesterday and then it also seems like an eternity ago. But so Pops passed away in 2018, and I've been very open about grief and my grief journey, and I think it's super important to talk about. And I think it's important for people to remember, just because someone dies, it doesn't mean your love for them dies. You're always going to have that, and you're going to want to remember them and you're going to want to talk about them. And I think for some people it can be uncomfortable, and I respect that. Like if you're a part of the DPC, the Dead Parent Club, it's not a fun club to be a part of, but I'm of the mindset that I'm going to err on the side of talking about it than not talking about it, because I think it's more cathartic and I think it's more beneficial for me and hopefully for some other people who are going through it. So here's what has happened recently. So a little humble brag. I just celebrated 100 yoga classes. I just completed my 100th yoga class. Right?
Congratulations. Thank
you. Love this for you.
It took me a hot minute to get there, but we're not going to focus on the journey. Here we're going to focus on the destination. So I was pretty happy that I had done that. And so I'm in class and we're doing our sun salutations in the beginning. And this is just kind of like warming up your body. And lo and behold, a Beatles song comes on. And for those that don't know, my dad and I had a strong connection with the Beatles. And I'm like, oh, a Beatles song. But it wasn't just any Beatles song. It was Here Comes the Sun.
Is it coming?
Well, Tommy gave me a thumbs up that he had it. But here comes the sun.
Here comes the sun, and I say
it was playing through the board.
So, and I mean, it took every ounce of my being to not cry and like to hold that tear in, because Here Comes the Sun is also the song I played while I was pregnant with Jimmy, and it's like a special song for us. And what I've been feeling more so the past couple of months, and I think it's because I'm hitting these milestones with my son, Jimmy, who turns 4 at the end of this month. You know, I'm planning his birthday party and signing him up for T-ball, which my brother played growing up. And my dad was very active. Like, he was hands-on when it came to coming to any of our sporting events. And it's always so bittersweet because I'm at Jimmy's first T-ball practice and I'm like, man, I wish Pops could see this. Mm. You know what I mean? And then his 4th birthday is so exciting. Like I'm so pumped to see my child grow and be healthy and become a year older. But at the same time, it's like it's another year that dad has missed of his life because he's not here. So it's always just like this tug and pull of bittersweet. So that plays, and I'm like, oh, that was like a nice, because this is like, that's where I had been emotionally. And when I received that wink. But then I leave there, I pick up Jimmy from school, and I go over to Bert's house, right? And I'm having a play date with his girlfriend, Amanda, and her son, Asa. We were supposed to meet at a park, but long story short, we ended up meeting at his house, and we're playing there. Now, my dad's name was Jim. His family called him Jimmy growing up, but everybody knew and referred to him as Jim. So we're there playing and having this play date, and Asa looks over. They're riding this like electric Bronco, right? They have like this electric Jeep they're driving, and Asa looks over at Jimmy and goes, "Come on, Jim, get in. We're going for a ride."
Aww.
And for the rest of the afternoon, Asa calls Jimmy Jim for whatever reason. Like he never has, or what? And I mean, I immediately like felt it in my soul, and I felt it was like another wink. And so it's just this weird place that I've been in, and I feel like it's his, and maybe it's coincidental, but I choose not to believe that. I choose to believe like this is my dad's little way of just winking at me and letting me know, even though I'm not earthside and even though you can't see me in the flesh, I am in some way, some capacity witnessing your life and witnessing Jimmy from afar. And that's just the way I've chosen to take it.
That's beautiful.
And I feel too, just because there's just been moments I'm like, man, I really wish he was here to see this and to witness this. And so now I've just been like, I don't know how. I don't know the science behind it. I can't give you how it's happening, but I do feel in some way he's watching Jimmy grow up.
I love that. I think it's so sweet. And I had one that happened to me on our Bird's Big Adventure trip, and I didn't really realize it, but I came on here while ago, and after my grandmother had passed, my husband just randomly started singing Josie's in a Place Far Away, that song. I got the tune totally wrong, but y'all know what I'm talking about. It's not music that we listen to, but her name was Josie, and she was in a place far away, and I took that as a sign. And at one of the nights on Bert's Big Adventure, like, I was just reminiscing, like, how great of a time everyone was happening. We were at Dueling Pianos, and I was sitting there being like, how lucky am I that I get to be a part of this trip and see these kids light up and have this, like, crew by my side. And it was either Tommy or David.
It was
Tommy.
Me.
And yep. What'd you come up to me and say?
I said, Cassie, did you request The Outfield? Because that song is by The Outfield. And you said, no, I was over here doing this. I said, well, they just played it, and Josie is here.
Yeah, oh, Josie. Wow. They were playing Josie's in a Place Far Away, and made me feel like a little nod that I was on the right track with how I was feeling.
Hey, Brandy, welcome to The Burt Show. What wink have you gotten?
Hey, good morning. We actually went to, my father-in-law passed before my son was born, and we went to his grave this weekend to put new flowers out. And my, what does Pawpaw look like? What does Pawpaw look like? Mm-hmm. And so I went to pull up a picture, and he died, beginning of COVID. So like early 2020. And so I had to obviously scroll way back, 'cause you know, you take way too many pictures of your kids.
Of course.
But I swiped up once, and it went back so far that the first picture that popped up was my father-in-law and my husband. Mm-hmm. And we all just kind of stood there, and we were like, okay.
He's like, I'm here. Thank you so much.
He does that a lot.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing. Beautiful. April, welcome to The Burt Show. Share your wink with us.
Yeah, so hi, guys. My husband and I just bought a house on Lake Martin, and that is where I grew up. My grandparents, me, mom, and people had a house there. So for 30 years, learned how to ski there, spent every summer there. And this weekend, when we bought the house and got everything transferred over, I logged into the TV, and the Netflix profiles, the first one that showed up was Meemaw and Peepaw. Aww. And it just really touched me, and it was so special.
Thank you, April. Hey, Sherry, welcome to The Burt Show. How is your friend winking at you?
So I don't get winks. I get, like, shakes, stomps. I don't know what they are. But I have a friend who died in 2018, and every year around his birthday and death day, my computer gets glitchy. He used to send me flowers. Flowers pop up out of all the pictures on my computer, pictures of he and his family. That, like, in 2018, he was supposed to go camping on a big trip with us, and some guy randomly walks up and says, can I take a picture of you guys with a Polaroid? And he did, and it's me, my kids, and a big flash of light beside us. And then the last thing I'll say is, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of the guy a long time ago, John Edwards, but I went to one of his things, and he kept pointing, saying, somebody in this direction, somebody in this direction. And you think it's, like, fake. I never stood up, but he was like, whoever you are. And he started naming, like, dog names, family names, like, everything. And my sister was with me, and she was like, oh, my gosh. She was like, that's us. I was like, I know. But we never stood up. And he kept saying, whoever you are, just know. But we never stood up. So, anyway.
Thank you so much for sharing, Sherry. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, let's go with number three, Austin. Hey, Austin, share some of your winks, bud.
Hey, good morning, y'all. So my grandfather was my favorite person on this planet. And 2 years ago at my wedding, I didn't tell anyone, but I put a single yellow buttercup in a chair for him because that was his favorite flower ever. Now, flash forward to Monday, me and my wife closed our first house ever. So, Abby, prayers up for you in this season.
Thanks. I just got a text from my realtor. Let you know.
You got this. So all the chaos, it's stressful. We're like, did we make the right decision? My dog's running all around. And I look down, and in our front yard is a single yellow buttercup that has bloomed in the front yard. So it's like, okay, we got this. It's all good.
Wow.
That's all. And I mean, I think some people can easily dismiss that as just coincidences, but I feel like there's something, I feel like there's a deeper meaning there.
Nah, if you've ever really experienced it, you know it's not a coincidence. You can feel it.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Abby, I thought about this so many times yesterday.
Same. In fact, it was the only thing on my mind yesterday.
You put an offer in on a home.
Uh-huh.
They countered.
Uh-huh.
Then you countered.
Uh-huh.
And you said, final offer, baby.
Mm-hmm. Best and final, or I'm out of here.
Best and final offer, and they had till 9 p.m. last night to respond. Do you or do you not have a new place to call home?
So I was up extraordinarily late last night. I was up until 1 a.m. last night.
What?
Damn.
Yesterday was a long day. So I put the offer in on Saturday. I knew they were going to counter. And I did a really ballsy move because there are two units in this same building. One is a little bit lower that I didn't make the offer on. And then the one that I made an offer on is priced a little bit higher. It's been on the market a little bit longer. So I was like, I'm going to go after this one. I'm going to see if they're going to go low. And if not, I'm going to move on to the next unit. So that was my ploy. I was like, listen, I'm giving you guys the same offer. If you want to get off the market, take it. If not, I'm going to your competitor. So I thought, I know it's kind of a low ball. I know it's a low offer compared to what they're expecting. But I was like, logically, it makes sense. I just feel like if you want to get off the real estate market, like, why not just take it if you know I'm going to the unit that's upstairs? So I was shaking, waiting for a text to come in from my realtor. And it was 8:30 before I heard anything. So literally they were waiting until the last minute. I felt like I was getting hazed. I was like, is this some kind of like psychological real estate ploy?
Well, they had till 9.
They had until 9, but I was like, just say no. Like, if you're going to say no, just say no. So then I kind of got like weirdly hopeful. I'm like, well, they're not going to wait until 9 p.m. and then just be like, no. I feel like they would have told me by then.
Yeah, if they were, that initial counter offer came in and they were like, psh, whatever. I get where your thinking is,
yeah.
That they would just out the gate. Why drag out the inevitable?
Why? I'm like, this is just an a-hole move at this point.
Yeah.
So 8:30 comes in and I get a text from a realtor that I didn't expect. I didn't even know this was an option. I thought it was either going to be yes, no. I didn't realize there was a third option. So my girl, Hannah Wehunt from the Justin Landis Group, hits me up and she goes, I just got a call from the agent. She said they're still thinking it through and deciding how they want to proceed. I guess they had another showing today and are still getting positive feedback, blah, 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 blah. Just wanted to let you know we can regroup in the morning and decide how we want to move forward.
So they extended the deadline.
Essentially. And I said, okay, well, there's a unit in this building that I really like and I don't want to wait on it because I don't think it's fairly priced. I actually think it's a little bit overpriced, but I'm like, listen, I'm fine with paying that price for that unit. And if we can just get this knocked out by the weekend so I can go back to living my life, I'm fine with doing that. So that's what I told her. So I'm like, I might get a text from the other realtor during the show that they've accepted it, or I'm going to be making an offer once they tell me that they're finally done.
Good for you for acknowledging that you have leverage because there's another property that you're interested in. And I think that's pertinent information from them. But it is going through this process. You feel like everything else in your life is on hold until you can figure this out.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And so that's why I feel confident with walking because I'm like, I feel like logically it makes sense. I'm like, I'm giving you the asking price of the other unit. So, you know, I mean, business, like I'm going to take that offer and just give it to them. So, you know what, they're going to accept it most likely. I can't imagine a bidding war is going to happen, but maybe there is. Maybe there's another offer. I don't know, but I can't know until you let me go and move on to the other property so I can finally figure out where I'm going to live next year.
Okay. So they extended the deadline.
But I mean, when is the deadline? Like they can just drag me on as long as possible, I guess.
Oh, so there wasn't like another date time stamp put on it. It was just like they still got to think about it because they had another showing today?
No, they had a showing yesterday.
So that's what I meant, like yesterday when you got the text.
They're going to regroup in the morning. That's all I was told. So I'm like, okay, well, is that 10 a.m.? Is that 11 a.m.? Is that noon?
Well, then I feel like if you have the leverage, and again, obviously you need to go with the professional's opinion. That's why you have a real estate agent, and be like, my client really wants an answer by, and you give them a second deadline. And then if they don't meet it, you go for the other unit.
Does that give you anxiety to draw another deadline for them?
No, it doesn't give me anxiety.
She lives in anxiety right now.
It's not giving me anxiety. The anxiety is already present. Like, no giving me more anxiety. It's already there.
I really wanted you to come in and be like, I got it. They accepted.
Yeah, I know. Same, Kristen. Same. And who knows? I mean, we could literally be in the middle of like the 8:30 break and I could get a text from her saying they finally just caved. But I don't know. I mean, I understand the offer I gave understandably is low. Mm-hmm. But I'm also like, you've been on the market for nearly a year. If you want to be done with this, just take it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think maybe logically that doesn't make sense, but maybe they don't need to sell it and that's fine. But then just tell me. Just tell me so I can move on with my life. I feel like this is the toxic ex that just is dragging you on and is like, I like you, but I don't know if I like you. Like, just simply give me a yes or a no. Or if you want to counter, you're welcome to. I'm probably going to say no, but just do something.
Trying to wait for the moment of where your life may change forever. That don't seem
fun. Wow, make it a little bit more profound.
I'm relating to this. I'm living in this moment with
you. He just made it more profound. You want me to make it worse?
No, make it better.
Okay, so I'm going to make it worse. we're not going to say if they accept your offer. We're going to say when. We're going to manifest this right now. Okay?
When they text me during the 8:30 that they are accepting my offer and we can both move on with our lives.
Yeah, so when they accept your offer, you do know that these kind of deals fall through all the time, right?
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, there's always, there could be a hiccup. Like, it's not yours until you sign the paperwork. Mm. Like, you don't know what the, it's not the survey, but it's the home assessment and
inspection.
There's the inspection. There's the tax assessment. There's like all other kinds of shenanigans that can happen between now and being in the lawyer's office, signing, like literally signing your life away on a bajillion pieces of paper. So even though they accept your offer, it ain't yours.
Kristen.
Wow. Damn. I think what she's telling you, there's no hope. Okay, let it go.
No, there is.
You want to reword that, make it a bar?
But here's the thing. I don't, because I could imagine, like, you get your hopes up so much and they accept and you're like, it's mine. Technically, until you sign that piece of paper, she ain't yours. Are you referring to her as a she or a he?
This apartment is definitely a she.
She is a she.
The other one might be more of like a non-binary apartment.
Got you.
Yeah, kind of non-gender specific. They, them for sure.
I think the lighting makes it a she.
Yeah.
Is your apartment a boy or a girl?
Never thought of this, but I'd go girl.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like to think that she's a girl.
You're living in a girl?
I'd rather live in a girl. Yeah. If you're giving me a choice.
All right, so listen, here's the deal for the remainder of the show. Uh-huh. If at any point in time, it doesn't matter what segment we are doing, if you get a notification, you halt the show and you give us an update.
Okay.
Okay.
I may be crying on the show sometime today.
We're manifesting it.
Manifesting it. Come on.
When?
Come on. Happens. Give me the apartment.
Not if it happens, when they accept your counter offer.
Kristen taketh hope away and she giveth again.
She giveth take away.
It's what I do. Just be glad you're not married to me.
Sweet suffering, Jesus. This is a roller coaster.
The Burt Show.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
So we played this audio of how Faith Evans busted Biggie cheating a while ago. But I started thinking, oh, there's got to be stories out there. Stories out there just like hers of the crazy way you caught him or her cheating. It was like a very, that doesn't have to be like serendipitous, but it was just a very odd, rather than just walking in and being like, oh, his pants are off. But like, I don't know what the hell that was. But anyway. So I asked you guys to submit your stories, and you did it justice. But in case you missed it, here is from Golden Era Stories on Instagram, and this is how Faith Evans busted Biggie.
No, Big was just younger. He was just slipping up at times, you know, just getting caught up and just doing stupid, man. It messed up their marriage.
So if Faith wasn't a singer, she would be a great detective.
God, my ears are golden. Let me just tell you. I recognize the tones on the dial pad and dialed this girl's number back.
Yo, she pressed redial on the phone and she listened to the tones that play back. And, you know, when you press redial, go do, 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 do. And she listened to every tone and found each number from the tone. Like, who does that? Who has that ability to be able to say, no, that was a 4. No, that's 7. Boop.
That is insane.
I know.
I love when women.
When women, yeah.
And it makes sense because she's a musician. Yes. She's an artist. So she can listen to those tones and distinguish them a little better than the average person. And her putting that together was great.
And I think Gen Z and Gen Alpha probably don't even comprehend. Like, there was a time when you didn't see the number that was calling.
Yeah.
Like, you had to pick up a phone, a rotary phone, you don't even know what that is, and hit redial. And so you never once saw the number. So the way she deciphered that, dude, girl. Kudos. All right, so we asked you guys to share your stories. You can, if you have them now, 1-855-BIRT-SHOW, please feel free to call up. But if you download the Burt Show app, yes, we have an app. There is a little microphone at the bottom of the app where you can record yourself and send us a message. So if like being on the radio, like live isn't your thing, you can 1000% leave us a message and you can delete it and record it as many times as you want until you get it right. And we asked this question, and sure enough, we have some people tell us how they unorthodoxly caught their partner cheating on them.
I was dating my high school sweetheart. We were out with his best friend and a couple other people at a bar, and we ended up bringing some other people to his best friend's house for after the bar, and we were playing drinking Jenga, and before I knew it, I look around and my boyfriend at the time was not around, and there was also another chick not there. And so I go snooping around in the back bedroom, and lo and behold, I find him sitting on a couch with her standing in front of him, and he was trying to take her belt off with his teeth. And I was just so horrified. I ran into another bedroom. I started crying, and he ended up convincing me to come out of that closet and apologizing to the girl. And I did it, and I've gotten over it, went to therapy. I'm okay now.
The Burt Show actually helped me, and the timing of it all is what makes it crazy to me. The Apple update and how you can go in and find deleted text messages on your phone. And I had been having a gut feeling for quite a while that something was going on. And so I took my husband's phone and I found the text message that confirmed everything I was feeling. And what is crazy is that that message would have been permanently deleted in one day. So if I would have waited just a little bit longer, it would have been gone forever and he would have got away with it.
Okay, so let's digest both of these.
Wow.
Yeah, the first one. He convinced her to apologize to the woman he was about to cheat on her with.
I need to hear that conversation.
Right?
Because how do you do that?
That's one of those moments that you want to go back in time and relive and be like, what did he say
right.
That made me think, I was the problem.
Because I hate to give that guy a compliment, but he got some game if he was able to somehow skirt accountability and make her feel like he was the victim.
He got those Jedi mind tricks.
Yes.
He used the force on her.
He did. That's one of those. He needs to teach a masterclass in manipulation and gaslighting.
100%.
Because that's exactly what happened. And then I love how the other listener was like, yeah, no, Burchow, you helped me catch my man.
We're doing humanitarian work here.
We are doing the Lord's work, Abby.
It's not just haha left funny. We're doing good to the world.
Helping the community.
And if she would have waited one more day, oof, that text would have been permanently deleted.
Wow, it was meant to be.
Kismet.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Meghan Markle is one of those people that I feel like you either love her, you're a huge fan, or you just can't stand her for some reason. And I feel like you're going to have that same reaction to her new TV show, With Love, Meghan, depending on how you feel about her. If you don't like Meghan, you're probably not going to like the TV show. If you're a big fan of Meghan, you're probably going to love it. She has this new lifestyle show out where she is showing all of the tips and tricks that she does to make her house feel like a home. And it's very like Nancy Myers coded. I feel like that's a big trend nowadays. The girlies love like a Diane Keaton movie feel where they have like the Parent Trap soundtrack in the background, and we get to see someone's beautiful yard and their home and see how they make the fruit look like a rainbow. It's a whole thing.
It feels like Martha Stewart before like Gen Z.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I feel like Meghan doesn't really resonate with Gen Z. I feel like maybe it's Martha Stewart for millennials.
Okay.
I feel like that might be more of the target audience.
Oh yeah, I'm a Meghan Markle fan. Well, fan's not right. I like her, and I like her vibe, and I like her aesthetic. Martha Stewart has felt like, for my mom, unapproachable, and not in a bad way, just in a I will never be that way.
Too elitist?
Yes. Or too good at being a homemaker. I don't know how to put it. Like, I just can't reach that level of perfection. Mm-hmm. But Martha Stewart is a realistic perfection. Meghan Markle I look at and I know I will never be like that.
Uh-huh.
It's not possible in a good way because she's a rich celebrity, but I can still aspire to be like her. I don't know how to explain it. It's like pixie manic dream girl almost.
It's escapism. And yes, so I think a lot of people that are attaching themselves to the show feel like it's just that, it's escapism. Whereas some of the people that are coming down on Meghan for the show are feeling like it's not very genuine. They're like, once again, here's Meghan being a fake bee, showing us moms who are busy trying to make it out the door, how to make their fruit look like a rainbow, even though it's like $30,000 worth of kumquats that they have out, that she has out on her kitchen table. And she probably didn't even cut them herself. It was probably the producers in the background.
I don't have access to star fruit. What am I supposed to do?
Like, in this economy, Meghan, really kiwi? So people are really coming down on her for that. I think it just depends. You're going to love it if you love her. You're not going to like it if you don't like her. But there is this one clip of her and Mindy Kaling that's going viral for all of the wrong reasons, where she goes to bat for her new last name, and people feel like it's an incredibly cringy moment.
It is cringe. I want to establish, too. I think she and Mindy Kaling are like BFF, right? Like, she has like good friends come on her show to do stuff with her. So it's also, in a weird, cringy way, showcasing her celebrity friendships.
Yes, in a way, I guess you could say it's like name dropping, like, hey, I'm friends with Mindy Kaling, like this huge, you know, other celebrity in Hollywood. But here is the clip that everyone has been talking about on TikTok yesterday.
I don't think anyone in the world knows that Meghan Markle has eaten Jack in the Box and
so
loves it.
It's so funny, too, that you keep saying Meghan Markle. You know I'm Sussex now. You have kids, and you go, no, I share my name with my children.
Yes.
And that feels so, I didn't know how meaningful it would be to me, but it just means so much to go, this is our family name.
So a lot of people are coming down on her for two reasons. A, watching the clip, it is 10 times more uncomfortable with her facial expressions. Because I think listening to it, you're like, okay, well, that's a valid point. Like, obviously, you want to have the same last name as your kids. Like, stop calling me Meghan Markle. Whereas her facial expression, kind of like, she's like cringing and her eyebrows are raising. She's like, you know I'm Sussex now. Kind of has that vibe. But a lot of people are coming down on her for that specifically because they're like, well, you gave up your titles. You gave up the royalness of being an England and a part of the royal family. So why are you now going to bat so hard for this last name that is associated with the royal family?
Well, I get being emphatic about the last name, because if that is Harry's last name and they are married and that is their children's last name, well then take the royalty out of it. She wants to have like a family, the same name as the family unit. That's fine. It's the way she... I'm going to sound like an a-hole. I'm going to sound like an a-hole when I say this, and because I know it's, and I recognize that it's not fair because I don't know her from Adam, but there's something about her that irks me.
A lot of people are saying that, and I hate to come down on women because
Women's History Month.
Women's History Month during March, because we never say that about men. Like, ugh, there's just something about him that bothers me. But can you imagine
Oh yeah, we do.
I don't say
there's something that bothers me. I can look at a dude and I'd be like, there's something off about that guy, and he creeps me the F out.
But we're usually right. That's the problem. You know what I mean? Like they usually have like sex trafficking charges that are looming, whereas Megan, we're just like, her tone was a little off.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine saying to me, like, if I called you Kristen Klingshern and you actually said, actually, my name is Kristen Mattingly. Yeah. Can you imagine saying that to me? I think that's why people have such a problem with it.
It's awk.
And you know what? It's back to the not approachable, like saying, oh, you've had Jack in the Box. Like, okay, so has like half of the population, if not more. That doesn't make it makes it feel like, oh, you're so much better than everyone else. And I don't fault Megan for that because it's Mindy bringing it up. But the way she said Sussex was weird too. And I get it because what the other option, as royal members of the family, they don't have last names, right? Windsor Mountbatten's kind of last name. So you can either take Windsor knowing the family, you think the family has thrown you under the bus, or you can keep Sussex, which was the title bestowed upon you by the Queen. And so that makes sense. And that's what a lot of royal members do. But the way, you're right, the way she says it, it's not like, girl, I go by Wood now. You know what I mean? Like, girl, don't forget, I changed my last name. It's not Meghan Markle. There's a way to have that conversation without it sounding like, here's my real title. And I say this liking Meghan Markle.
Meghan
Sussex.
Like, don't forget, I was once royal before I gave it up.
It's giving plebe get the titles right is what it's giving.
100%.
That's Her Majesty to you.
Bend the knee, kiss the ring. All right, Adrian Brody's girlfriend and Halle Berry are both responding to that controversial red carpet kiss from this weekend's Oscars. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.